I'm actually really curious to see what's going to happen with this.
The P. Diddy scandal has finally uncovered just how dark and twisted those in control of our culture really are. From some of the most disturbing sex parties ever.
And the thing is that, like, I kind of don't want to say this, but, like, if Leonardo DiCaprio and Howard Stern got named, I'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Recorded sleepovers with a teenage Justin Bieber, funding and controlling your favorite celebrities, hosting his own Love Island where he took people off the radar.
I got an island, it's called Love Island. When you're going off the grid with me, you gotta go to sleep for a week.
Freak.
That's a self, what, he just said it?
Off parties, whilst also allegedly taking down some of the most iconic musicians in the industry.
Oh my
god. The P. Diddy situation is truly disturbing. And now that he's in custody, only time will tell what's going to happen next. But the fact that this has been going on secretly behind the closed doors of the Hollywood elite for decades shows just how well covered this truly was. Yeah. But now, finally, the truth is unraveling in front of our very eyes. P. Diddy.
I will say that, like, people that heard about this or knew about this and didn't speak out against it, I don't necessarily think that they're bad people. Not categorically, all of them. Because I don't think that, like, because if you speak out against this and, bro, well, let me explain why, okay? Like, before people get mad about this, let me explain why. It's because I understand, and I would probably do it, I would speak out against it despite this. However, a lot of people believe it's not their place to do it because they weren't victims and it's up to the victims to do it. And they don't want to throw the victim into a situation where they're not prepared and mentally or emotionally able to deal with the situation. So I think that's whack. Yeah, like, so, okay, I view it as a trolley problem, basically. And so because of that, I would still make it public where it's like, yes, this could damage these people, but it also could prevent it from happening to an unknown amount of people in the future. So I have the same conclusion, but I don't think that their perspective is entirely invalid.
Needs hardly any introduction. Before he was infamous for his crimes, he was at the top of society. Yeah. He rubbed shoulders with
especially if people don't really know about it, right? You hear about this, maybe this happened. Are you really going to go out and spread some crazy rumor like this that you don't really know?
Powerful celebrities in the world. Ooh. He knew everyone in the music industry, from Jay-Z, Beyonce, Snoop Dogg,
that's
to
crazy.
Biggie
that's
Smalls,
a lot of
and
people.
Even Justin Bieber. However, this recent case has exposed how truly twisted the celebrity elites truly are. The investigation began initially in November 2023 by Sean's ex-girlfriend, Cassandra Cassie Ventura. She accused him of misconduct and filed a lawsuit. Cassandra and P. Diddy then settled out of court the very next day, and one of his lawyers, Ben Brafman, was clear that it was by no means an admission of wrongdoing.
Of course.
Diddy then released a statement wishing Cassandra the best in order to further support the idea that he was innocent.
Right,
but guilty
yeah.
or not, it certainly left a stain on his name. Cassandra then released a statement thanking her friends and family for their support, and the settlement amount was left undisclosed.
It always
seemed to
is.
Be a case closed, done and dusted job. Or at least that.
Well, I think the reason is, like, I mean, let's just think about this logically. Why would he do this if, like, he's paying this massive amount of money? It's no way a mission of wrongdoing. Like, I mean, come on. I hope she got paid. Yeah, she probably got
Little
paid a ton of money.
Did P. Diddy know that this would be the beginning of the end for him and would start the ball rolling with many accusations and investigations that would lead to his demise. A further two lawsuits were then filed with accusations of abuse and sexual assault by two other women. Joy Dickerson claimed that in 1991, when she was just a 19-year-old college student, P. Diddy had drugged her after a date and sexually assaulted her in her home. Lizard Gardner was the next victim to come forward, claiming she and a friend were drugged and put in separate rooms where at first, P. Diddy and then Aaron Hall would do awful sexual acts against them. She then found out her friend had the exact same treatment as well, as it seems like they both took turns doing these awful crimes against these girls. Lizard was just 16 at the time, and then a few days later, P. Diddy pitched up at her house and assaulted her again, this time choking her until she passed out. As he was.
What the fuck?
He was irritated at the thought that Lizard might mention this to his girlfriend. Then in December 2023, another person
Wait, what?
That Lizard might.
Until she almost passed out because he was worried she might divulge what happened. So he...
mentioned this to his girlfriend. Then in December 2023, another person came forward with more accusations aimed at him. She claimed that she had been gang raped and sex trafficked. She said that Harvey Pierre, who was the president of Combs Bad Boy Records, flew her from Detroit to New York in 2023. However, while with them, a third man joined P. Diddy and Pierre and
I think that, like, this is a really interesting component that whenever I'm looking at stories like this, it, like, I kind of have, like, a degree of the more details line up between stories and the more minute the details, the more I believe the stories. And, like, the whole gang raping and drugging people, I know it's common, but this seems to be a common factor among all of them. And, like, for me, whenever I read situations like this, if I see a bunch of, like, these, like, really kind of abstract commonalities, it probably happened. Yeah, the dots connect.
He didn't even complain that he couldn't finish until he had his nipples pinched. The suit included a photograph from the night in question of her sitting on Sheen's lap. She was only 17 then, and was now the fourth woman to come forward in just a matter of weeks. Jesus. This time, P. Diddy did not settle out of court. In fact, he issued a statement on his Instagram saying, quote, "Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation, and my legacy.
Shouldn't have put that out
Sickening
there.
Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of these awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, for the truth." But there were several red flags hinted by friends of P. Diddy, particularly in Usher's interview with Howard Stern, where subtle suggestions indicate that these new allegations were possibly founded as far back as 2016, back when the interview took place. As Usher described his experiences when he lived with
Sheen in 2016. Living with Diddy comes as questioning experience.
Back when the interview took place.
What did he say?
As Usher described his experiences when he lived with Sheen Coon for a year, and said he was exposed to some very curious things. But at that age, he didn't understand it.
I moved to New York City, and I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's what it was called. Puffy's place was, like, just filled with chicks and orgying, like, nonstop, right?
No, not really. But it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle. I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place, and I didn't necessarily understand it.
It's only now that it stands out because it further.
What the fuck? Jesus, like, he knew, but he's 13. I don't know, like.
Supports the allegations. When Howard asked Usher if he would allow his own son to participate in the Puffy Flavor Camp, as P. Diddy would call it, Usher didn't hesitate to say no.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Or you send somebody else's. His name is Justin Bieber.
No.
In a Rolling Stone interview with Usher in 2004, he elaborated on his experiences with living with P. Diddy.
Oh my God.
He said there was always girls around. You'd open a door and see somebody doing it, or several people in a room having an orgy. You never knew what was going to happen. With this in mind, it wasn't that surprising that by February 27th, 2024...
And they just brought a kid in there? I mean, this isn't like 17, right? This is 13.
The producer of P. Diddy's album, The Love Album, sued P. Diddy for $30 million for sexual assault.
Yeah.
He claimed that he was also drugged and woke up in a bed with two male sex workers and Mr. P. Diddy himself. His lawsuit included P. Diddy's son, Justin, who he claimed would bring underage girls home and then drug them, while his dad secretly filmed these sexual acts. Although an adult...
Bro, this guy... This is insane. It's fucking insane. I thought it was like, oh yeah, hooking up with some girls and, you know, this guy was like sleeping with a 16-year-old girl. Okay, you know, like, all right, this is like, it's just your typical situation, right? This has happened many times in Hollywood. This is crazy. His kid's bringing, like,
And he's film.
I feel like. Like, I mean, this is some, like, I would say this is some Game of Thrones shit, but this is worse. This is insane. Like, oh my God.
Film actor called D'Angelo Knockout Marquise claimed that one of the photos used in the lawsuits was actually a still from one of his films. Although perhaps discredited, where there's smoke, there's fire. And P. Diddy was now desperately trying to put the fires out as more and more took to flame. P. Diddy actually admits that he did document everything in his life, so any sexual male acts could have easily been caught on tape. And the fear of that exposure will keep some from coming forward as well.
So he secretly recorded people to use as collateral to ensure the continued obedience... Wait, but then he admitted that he recorded people too?
Acts could have easily been caught on tape. And the fear of that exposure will keep some from coming forward as well.
At this point, like, what didn't this guy do? This is insane.
In deal, P. Diddy's former bodyguard said in an interview that the freak-off included P. Diddy having sex with male escorts that his then-girlfriend was forced to find.
Looking at this lawsuit, she alleges that, you know, Diddy, he'll make her
That's look... I could care less about that. Some dude wants to fuck another dude. You gonna suck another dude's dick? Go ahead. I don't care.
This part's not, like, who cares, right?
Online for BBC for their freak-off sessions. And she say that, you know, in this lawsuit that, you know, Diddy, he enjoyed watching her get smashed by BBCs.
And she was searching for the big black, not only for herself, but for somebody else who we all know that was in the room with her. There had to be...
That's really... I'm gonna be real, like, I really could care... I could care less about this. Really, like, I really could care less about, like, this situation. Like, these are two adult swingers that are into cucking, shit like that. It's a private sexual fetish between consenting adults. Weird? Sure. Problematic? No.
For both of them, they was in the room.
P. Diddy would make them wear masks to keep their identity from Casey.
She also alleges that, you know, while she was having sex with these male prostitutes... Her, the male prostitutes, and Diddy, they all wore masquerade masks.
He didn't want her to know who they were.
Which is why on March...
It's the fucking Hunger Games? Like, what is this? Like, this is some fucking, like, Great Gatsby Hunger Games fucking, like, weird... The Eyes Watch... Is that one of the... I never saw that movie. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like...
March 25th, 2024, P. Diddy's homes in both LA and Miami were raided by the Department of Homeland Security Investigations in New York. Uh-huh. The raid was part of the investigation of sex trafficking led by the Southern District of New York. Perhaps prompted by the now five victims who had come forward, one of which was a male who also chose to remain anonymous. Because of this,
only
the investigators
seized
guns and P. Diddy's phone on the day of the raid. It was reported that over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant were found on the property. This unusual find would be laughable if it was...
The thing is that after hearing about all this stuff, the only thing that I'm surprised about is that it was only 1,000 bottles. This is insane. Like,
so incriminating to the horrific charges. It only supported flying rumors of sex parties that were gone for days with drugged up women and male escorts, all performing sexual acts in the quote freak off to satisfy P. Diddy's endless need for lust. In the Los Angeles home, P. Diddy's sons were also put in handcuffs during the raid. It was reported by their mother that the federal agents used excessive, unnecessary force and that it was just racially motivated. But it couldn't be any further from the truth. Everyone allegedly involved was being taken down, and over the coming months, the truth would unravel about how truly disturbing this Hollywood celebrity culture truly was. Now, P. Diddy's
this is insane. Like, and the fact that his kids are involved with it too. Classic race card. I mean, look, it's the mom. There's a reason why you don't have people that are involved. Like, you don't have the parents of the perpetrator or something make decisions. Like, the mom's in on it. And yet, no, and that's another fucking thing, man. Is, like, now, like, I would never think, like, the kids are, like, it's, maybe she's in on it, too. I mean, fuck, like, how could you not be in on it, it seems? She's got to be an accomplice, too. Yeah.
He's unknown to be insane, as you can probably tell by the 1,000 bottles of baby oil. At these parties, it was reported that the drugs offered were all designed so that party participants could go on for hours having sex.
Like
there was
meth?
A drink called the Tusi, which was dosed with a bunch of drugs. Jaguar Wright explained this in an interview, as she said that P. Diddy would put in Special K, also known as ketamine, to relax your muscles.
Now, if you don't know what ketamine is what they call on the street Special K. It's a veterinary drug. It's a horse tranquilizer.
This was then mixed with cocaine and Viagra to counteract the negative side effect of limp noodle, as Jaguar described it, creating the perfect mix to relax you while still keeping you completely energized for sex.
The cocaine keep you up all night, but unfortunately, it gives you limp noodle because of what the blood flow is. So you want with a half hard all night. So that's why you had the Viagra to make sure that the involuntarily stays hard while you're numbing your fucking self with the coke.
Jamie Foxx even said that he'd been to one of these parties.
That's... Oh my god, bro. Like, that shit's sick. That's so weird, bro. That shit weirds me the fuck out. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, that's so weird. Like, how do you just do this? Just the beginning? Like, yeah. Like, that's just... It's sick, bro. Like, what the fuck?
And it's very likely that most people in the celebrity LA Hollywood culture would be partaking in this stuff, especially with the recent allegations coming forward in the last couple of weeks. And it's truly disturbing to think what was happening there. Recently, a video was shown by CNN of P. Diddy assaulting Casey, which further supported her claims. The video shows her trying to leave the hotel party, and P. Diddy had already given her a black eye by this point. In the video, P. Diddy's wearing nothing but a towel, and as he catches up to her, he violently pushes her down, then proceeds to kick her twice and tries to drag her down the hall.
Yeah,
the footage
I saw
shows
this.
Further abuse when he throws a bunch of glass in her direction.
Wait,
it's
what?
Obvious that he's very intoxicated at the time, having just emerged from one of these awful parties.
That's
After this footage went public, P. Diddy posted an apology saying he was disgusted with himself when it happened, and that he's disgusted with himself now.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you gotta do that. I was f***ed up. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I made no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now.
He claimed that he sought help and went to rehab after the incident.
I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy and go into rehab. I had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
The LA County District Attorney's Office also issued...
Man, he's going to have to do a lot of apology videos. Yeah, they gotta have him in jail doing apology videos all day. This is going to be a lot.
A statement saying
that's
that
bad.
While the video was hard to watch, they could not use it for further action as the footage and incident happened beyond the timeline where it'd be of legal use.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
They encouraged others to come forward. It was explained that P. Diddy paid the hotel $50,000 for the footage so that it would not be leaked to the public.
Oh my god!
The sad reality is that this is the only incident caught in surveillance and actually exposed to the public. However, Casey's lawsuit was riddled with far more horrific accusations.
That girl went through some tumultuous shit that she never thought that she would ever have to go through being in the music business.
She claimed that P. Diddy would go into fits of rage and that she was his main target of savage beatings.
Well, I mean, she had a black eye, right? And so, like, how does that happen?
Into the bedroom and shut the door, and all I could hear is screaming and yelling and whatever was going on in there, I don't know.
What the
all
fuck?
All I could think of was to grab Cassie's things and start packing it up and just getting her out to safety.
She claimed that he would drug her and force her to have sex with other men while he watched, filmed, and masturbated to it. This is...
I just, like... It's just, like... I mean... Is a cuck lord? I don't care about the cuck part. It's about like drugging her and forcing her, right? The cuck part, like, I'm going to be, I don't care about that. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's just, yeah, you want to go do that? Go ahead. Like, NTR did it? Yeah, plenty of people like NTR. Great. Have fun. But fuck, he blew. Wait, what? Wait, often punched, beat, and kicked on her, resulting in bruises, burst lips, black eyes, and bleeding. Blew up a man's car after he learned that he was romantically... Wait, ran out of his apartment with a firearm in pursuit of a rival industry executive who he learned was nearby, demanded that she carry his firearm in her purse just to make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous... And this is even the one that's highlighted? Yeah, dude, bro, this guy's playing Grand Theft Auto. What the fuck? This is insane. He blew up Kid Cudi's car? Oh my god. Special place reserved now for Diddy? Just yeah, like, this is like, you've got to... I'm trying to think, like, has there been anything that's been more deranged than this? Like, there's plenty of, like, serial killers that get into, like, weird stuff, but usually it's, like, one or two weird fixations. This guy, I feel like this guy just looked at, like, what can I do wrong? He looked at it like a checklist. This is insane. Like, Epstein, well, we don't know what happened with Epstein. We're not sure about that. Like a challenge, yeah, bro, like an achievement list. Holy fuck.
It's since been dubbed as a freak off, and as we've mentioned, it's come up in many, many other accusations as well.
Yeah.
She also claimed to try to leave him in 2018, which ended up with her getting odd. Casey also claimed that for a brief time, she and Kid Cudi started a romantic relationship, but when P. Diddy found out about it, he threatened to set his car on fire and wanted to make sure that Kid Cudi was there when it happened. While it seemed like an idle threat, it did indeed happen. 2 weeks later, Kid Cudi's car was deliberately set alight. As for P. Diddy, this footage of the abuse could not have come at a worse time. He was already being investigated, adding fuel to the fire.
There's another dude. This guy is insane. But probably Las Vegas Hollywood couch surfing in 50. Yeah, I mean, this is nuts. Professional deviant, yes.
Were coming forward with further accusations, and even men like the Michigan inmate Derek Lee Smith sued P. Diddy for $100 million and won by default. It seemed that P. Diddy didn't even show up to defend himself for this one. In Derek's suit, he claimed that while at a party in Detroit in 1997, he was a victim of groping and sexual assault by P. Diddy. And once these accusations started coming forward, people started realizing that P. Diddy was just the tip of a giant iceberg of a huge Hollywood conspiracy. You see, Eminem, who's known to rap out his opinions, recently dropped a line in his Killshot diss track, mainly aimed at Machine Gun Kelly, that brought up the possibility of P. Diddy's involvement in Tupac's murder. The line that had fans reeling went, "Kel was the day you put out hits, the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out that got Tupac killed," which was...
This guy, bro, this guy's actually like, yeah, this is actually, he's playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, you want to know the only other person that I feel like is this reckless, this insane, and this dangerous? Hunter Biden. Like, P. Diddy and Hunter Biden have been playing Grand Theft Auto in real life. It's nuts. Much worse than GTA. And yeah, this, bro, this makes Hunter Biden look like a good guy, you know, normal guy. Just, wow. Oh, yeah, wow. He does crack. Oh, that's so bad. Like, yeah, same. Yeah, bro. This is insane.
Then followed by, "I'm just playing Diddy, you know I love you," and many share Eminem's suspicions, although there has been no real proof of it. It is possible that Eminem is not holding back as P. Diddy's record company Bad Boy Records is funding MGK, who is gunning for Eminem. But Eminem didn't stop there. In other songs like Antichrist, he brings up the video of P. Diddy and Casey and makes fun of possible reasons for P. Diddy to chase Casey. In another...
Antichrist? I feel like...
You know what? I mean, this is, yeah.
The song Fuel, he brings up the lawsuit and insinuates that P. Diddy tried to have Tupac's alleged murderer killed. In another song, Bad One, Eminem raps about P. Diddy possibly blowing up Kid Cudi's car.
What?
It hit such a nerve that P. Diddy demanded a public apology from Eminem. He believed that the rapper had gone way too far and was doing more damage to his reputation in light of the new developments. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not wrong, because Eminem's fanbase outnumbers any other rapper, and they tend to be loyal and hang on to their every word. Especially when it comes to the disturbing life behind the scenes in the music industry and Hollywood world, people trust that Eminem isn't just making this up. All these allegations seem to stem from a
I don't think he's bullshitting either. I don't. I don't think he's, like, making it up. Now, somebody could have lied to him. He might not have the right information. But, man. Fuck.
Eminem P. Diddy came off as a powerful icon in the industry. This speaks to the intimidation and manipulations used to keep all those people quiet. In 1999, certain testimonies indicate that P. Diddy got away with a shootout in a club. At the same time, P. Diddy and his then girl...
This guy is the only guy that you can be like, there's like one sentence, oh yeah, there's also a shooting in a club that he got away with. Like, and this is a 19-minute video, bro. Like, I remember when, you know, like, there was the Michael Jackson stuff back in the day. And, you know, there was, like, a whole documentary about the Neverland thing. And then it was, like, R. Kelly happened. And, like, R. Kelly had, like, a whole Netflix season. Bro, this dude is the new whole Game of Thrones. Like, you need multiple seasons to go through all of this. Like, I thought R. Kelly was like, that's really bad. You got a bunch of episodes. Yeah, you got spinoffs. Yeah, you got Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, House of the Dragon. Yeah, like you got you have a movie for this too. What the fuck, man? Yeah, 50 Cent's got his work cut out for him. This is insane. MG was debunked years ago. Look, I love Michael Jackson. I also think that he was mostly innocent. I agree. But like at the end of the day, it's like he dead it's literally dead and buried, right? And so what I'm saying though is like, but at the time, a lot of people, it was a contentious point, right? It was very contentious. This is nuts.
Our friend J Lo went to the club and got into an altercation with Matthew Scar Allen. P. Diddy knocked a drink out of Matthew's hand, which sparked the violence, where P. Diddy threw money in his face as a sign of disrespect.
Uh-huh.
As it got heated, both of them drew their guns and fired into the crowd. Three victims survived to tell the tale, but one victim in particular stands out. Natania Rubin reports that she saw P. Diddy do the shooting while Sheen shot into the ceiling. She herself was shot in the face, and her testimony has not wavered since.
What?
I watched them both fire their guns. I watched them. And that is exactly how I sit here today. Because some thug, criminal, with an attitude and an ego that was outside of control, decided he was going to fire a gun in a crowded nightclub and shot me in my face.
She was so adamant about it that she offered to get bullet fragments removed from her skull to use as forensic evidence. However,
how's she still alive? I mean, if I had to guess, probably because it's right there. And that's probably why she parts her hair that way. Yeah. That's what I would assume.
About it that she offered to get bullet fragments removed from her skull to use as forensic evidence. However, P. Diddy was once again acquitted, with Shane taking the fall, being sentenced to 10 years in prison. Pulling the strings behind the scenes once again, and P. Diddy got away scot-free. This was even brought up in Rodney's suit, as P. Diddy would tell him that he even got away with shooting people and would display his guns to instill fear to keep Rodney silent and...
Well, and that's the thing, is that he was right. He did get away with it. What the fuck?
Compliant. The more we uncover about P. Diddy's life, the more these testimonies start to line up a very dark picture of what it takes to actually succeed in the celebrity culture, and how truly powerful the people pulling the strings really are. P. Diddy just seems to be the tip of the iceberg. Just one guy who was so clumsy.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I will be shocked if anything beats this. I cannot imagine something that is more insane than this is. Just wait, and that's the thing. That's the thing, right? Epstein is close? No. Epstein is so undefined. We don't know a lot of the stuff that happened with Epstein. This is totally different. Man. Waiting room for Jay-Z drop? This is nuts, man. It's unreal. I cannot imagine something being worse than this, because this, to me, it's like, again, it feels like it's not even real. It's like Grand Theft Auto or something. You can't even believe it.
Made so many obvious mistakes and became so hated by the industry that he's finally now being exposed. But who knows how many other people are out there doing the exact same thing or even worse. But soon another two victims would come forward, this time the model Crystal McKinney, who claimed she met P. Diddy in 2003 at a fashion event. He found her attractive and offered to help her with her career. And once he had her at his studio, he gave her alcohol and offered her laced marijuana, stating, "You've never had weed like this before."
I think so. Chappelle was right, even in his skits back then. What makes sweeter is Trump getting exposed? You think Trump is P. Diddy going to release the names of everybody involved? I feel like the names are already going to get released no matter what. Because there's so many other victims and so many people that have come forward, and it's already been made so public that even if you kill one person, it's like a hydra at this point. Like, you can't stop this because there's too many people that know about it. Yeah, and also keep in mind, a good dozen people immediately left their position and retired the moment that this went public. Obama's going down? I don't think so.
At least she was very intoxicated, and P. Diddy took her into a bathroom and forced her to perform some certain acts. Later on, she woke up in a cab, but luckily remembered what had happened, and she kept her clothes in plastic if they were ever needed for forensics. But because of his power, she only filed the lawsuit in May of 2024. April Lampros is another victim of a much older but longer case. In 1994, she would meet P. Diddy, as he offered to mentor her in pursuing a fashion career. However, this would turn into a lawsuit of four incidents where P. Diddy would sexually assault her over the next 6 or 7 years.
Jesus.
If she refused his advances, he would go berserk, which almost made her feel obliged. P. Diddy then taped it all without her knowledge and had shown these clips to others.
That's the reason why. He recorded fucking everything. Is your 50 Cent going to make a series about this? Yeah. Yeah, this is insane. Steve Harvey's wife filed for divorce the day this happened. That's interesting. Really interesting. Wow. I hope it's... I like Steve Harvey. I'll be real sad. I'll be real, real sad.
Like, he had the power to ruin her career in an instant, so she always had to be careful. After a few years, she bumped into him again. This time he apologized for his behavior, but then fell straight back into his old tricks to lure her in. The indictment revealed that P. Diddy also threatened his victims.
Yeah, 100%.
Including by threatening to expose the embarrassing and sensitive recordings he made of freak-offs if the woman didn't comply with his demands. Kidnapping, also one of the charges, was briefly mentioned in a joking manner in a Conan interview with P. Diddy, where he says, quote, "I don't know if you guys have noticed this, a lot of ladies drink water at parties. They just, you know, so if you don't have what they need, they're gonna leave. You need locks on the doors." And
what? Oh my God. Like, I hope this trial will be on TV. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be. I think this is like so dark and like so fucked up that there's like no shot they record this.
doors. And while the crowd laughs at the time, it's only in hindsight to be realized how disturbing the statement truly was.
I don't know if guys have noticed this, like, a lot of ladies drink water at parties. They just, you know, so you have, if you don't have what they need, they're gonna leave.
Right.
Gotta keep them there.
Right.
You need locks on the doors.
Which is why last week on...
That's crazy funny. Well, the thing is that, like, a lot of people, like, everybody... That's... Bro.
September 16th, 2024, P. Diddy was finally arrested at a hotel in Manhattan on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and transportation to engage in prostitution. His lawyers claimed he intended to hand himself in, but wasn't awarded the chance. He also claimed that he had handed over his passport, but it was cleverly worded as he had only handed it over to his lawyer, not the federal government.
Oh, right.
The reason this is important is because he was trying to show that he was not a flight risk, and therefore able to be released on bail. If P. Diddy did try to leave the country, it would turn into a nightmare of trying to get him back. However, his lawyer would have discouraged this. Still, it didn't matter because the judge denied his bail. His lawyer then appealed bail on the 18th of September, offering $50 million, which was again denied. And P. Diddy is now facing up to life in prison should he be convicted of the long list of charges.
That's it?
Forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice.
P. Diddy feel like that's not even the tip of the iceberg. That's like nothing. Yeah, that's it?
As a team tried to silence many witnesses with bribes. But while his life went from expensive cars and parties with some of the most rich and famous pop stars in mansions and hotels, he's now confined to four walls of a prison cell, waking people up to how disturbing this Hollywood industry truly is.
It's also known
that the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where he's currently being detained, is known to be hell on earth. It's the same prison that housed R. Kelly, who faced very similar charges. And Mr. Jeffrey was also a former inmate before he was found dead. Since the...
Yeah, he did say he was suicidal. That's crazy. Wow. Man. About that.
Second appeal of bail was denied. P. Diddy has been put on an S-watch. His lawyers have said that they will fight this with all they have, as they believe he's innocent. But it's believed that the defense attorneys have an airtight case and are very confident that their investigation findings will secure a guilty verdict. Regardless of the outcome, his career is completely over. He's been exposed for all the vile stuff, and now the truth just seems to keep on unraveling.
This is
all his
nuts.
Business colleagues and former friends have done everything they can to distance themselves from him.
Yeah,
it appears that Usher's deleted a bunch of tweets to get some distance. And even though he claims he didn't do this, it does seem very suspicious, and nobody really believes him. But many celebrities are too scared to even speak out against P. Diddy, and some might fear the footage the feds have that could implicate them. It's been reported that Justin Bieber is so shocked by the crimes of P. Diddy that he's unwilling to talk about it. And after all the videos of him and Justin...
Man, bro, this shit is... This is so fucking dark, bro. Like, this is nuts. Yeah, like, what the
Bieber
fuck?
Bieber surfaced back online. It's said that Justin's completely shut down. And you can only imagine some awful things have happened behind the scenes that we'll never truly know about. Justin, who once looked up to and admired the music mogul, now regrets collaborating with P. Diddy on his latest album. And there's probably way more to it than just that. More information has also been leaked about how P. Diddy funded Bad Boy Records by drugging his guests with food and drinks. And
the thing is, though, like, what I bet probably happened, like, this is what I think probably happened, because this seems like what he did with his kids, is that he probably groomed Justin into doing bad shit, too, and has him on recording of doing that bad shit. But he probably groomed him into that even as he was a teenager. That's what I bet probably happened. Usher too? Yeah. I mean, you gonna do it to your own kids? You of course would do it to somebody else. Or did something to him? No, I think both. I think like whether P. Diddy did something to him or not, like that's a foregone. Like we know that happened. For sure that happened. Not for sure, but like 99% sure. Is that to using the victims against other victims? Yeah, exactly. That way they're use it like turn the victims into your accomplices so they can never rat you out. And like, what do you think the odds are that he does that? I'd say 100%. Absolutely. This dude's a psycho. Absolutely he would do that. Do you think Diddy was taught this or is he just a solo act? It's impossible to know. I don't know. P. Diddy was probably, yeah, maybe he was also a victim, like, at the beginning. Yeah, exactly, right? I don't know.
Coming orgies to blackmail the elite's high-profile guests, Castle Black made the claim and said he had been waiting to come out with the truth about his knowledge of the matter.
Wait, his name is Castle Black?
This entire scandal should really highlight how disturbing the celebrity world really is, how there's power brokers pulling strings behind the scenes, controlling everyone in the industry. And if you don't fall in line, you can easily be blackmailed, which makes it so that it's almost impossible to know what's really going on. But with more clues like this, people are starting to wake up to how truly awful the celebrity industry truly is.
This is insane, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, this shit is outrageous. Seems very plausible. Yeah, like, what the fuck? I'll link y'all the video. Like, this shit, like, yeah, give it a like. Like, this is fucking insane, man. Yeah. We need the names. No, they're gonna put out a lot of names. I guarantee you they're gonna put out names for this. This video is soft, and I no, this video was from a bit ago. Yeah, and now it's getting even worse. It's like every day this shit gets worse. That creepy video of him with the teenager is worse. It'll give you shivers. Like, this dude is, I don't even know what to say.